Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local hospital has a new surgeon. Let's go in-depth with J.D. Wielander with Pella Regional Health Center. Dr. Wielander, where are you from?
I grew up in Pomeroy, Iowa. It's up near Fort Dodge. Depends where you're from in the state. I usually reference it as Northwest Iowa. However, if you've been around Orange City or Hull, you kind of laugh and say that's not Northwest Iowa. So it's off of Highway 20, a small farming community, about 700 people.
You're used to describing where it is and about it.
I am, yeah. There's not a lot of big cities around there or towns around there. And so for many people in Iowa, they don't know where it is. And for many people I meet, that's a pretty good description of it. But especially circulating amongst the Dutch community and people that have had experience at Northwestern and Dort, they kind of have a better understanding of Northwest Iowa geography.
And what made you decide to go into medicine?
When I was in high school, I really wanted to be a farmer or an actor or then a doctor. And then as I went to college, I really enjoyed biology. I did found the courses, you know, came more naturally to me than other things, and really enjoyed helping people, which is a little bit of a generic answer, but it's true. Also, growing up on the farm, you care for animals, you care for crops. You have to be a little bit ingenuitive and figure out how to fix things with what you have. And so that kind of falls together naturally in medicine and also in general surgery. Use your hands to help fix a problem, and sometimes you have to be a little creative.
And so your farming background sort of helped. I mean, if you're a farmer, you have to know biology, and so that helped
yeah,
you?
Absolutely. It was very fun. Growing up, I was in 4-H and then later FFA. I had a little herd of sheep, then I enjoyed that, and then my dad had pigs, and then we had corn and soybeans, and I loved all of that. It was, best thing for me to be on the farm. I even was happy whenever school was out or, you know, sports were done, so I could finally get back to the farm and get back to the fields.
Well, if I was on the board of the hospital, you're already hired with that background. I mean, that's just a quintessential Iowa background, and you've been here for a few months now, but I'm sure you just fit in very easily.
Yeah, it's very easy to find commonalities with other, you know, coworkers, doctors, and even with patients. And that's what makes it so fun to help people with the skills that you have, and it makes it fun for me to live here. And it's a very natural fit. So I feel like things happen in life for a reason, and I believe that doors have been opening and closing for me to bring me to this point, both with my life experience and also then with who I am and where I am.
And where'd you go to college and medical school?
Yeah, I went to college in Chicago, a small liberal arts school called North Park University, and majored in biology. And, nobody there knew even about Iowa. A lot of them, you know, get confused with Idaho and Ohio, so that was kind of interesting. I'd never come across people that didn't know anything about Iowa. And then I went to medical school at Creighton in Omaha. And that was also a lot of new experiences, not having been around Omaha a whole lot. And, you know, people from Nebraska, they think they have something over on us all the time. And that was kind of a new experience, too. So I've learned a lot about our neighbors to the east and neighbors to the west. Then I went to Des Moines at Iowa Methodist for 5 years as a general surgery residency. That was my first choice. That was a community-based program, which has, you know, a different experience than a big university. There's a lot of great things at a big university and kind of what you want to do. If you want to go into academics, that's a really nice place to be. But if you're a little bit more set on maybe being at a rural place where you have a broad spectrum of experiences and skill sets, then often a community program is ideal. And that's what it was. It was very ideal. Had a great experience there and learned a lot. And then from there, I have been out in private practice.
More in depth after this.
I can continued my conversation with Dr. J.D. Wielander with Pella Regional Health Center. And what brought you to Pella?
A series of circumstances, mainly a job opportunity, but I had been at a couple smaller multi-specialty groups and learned a lot, had really great mentoring and really great partners, but just changing dynamics in cities and patient flow kind of resulted in situations that really weren't sustainable. And so ultimately, I was beginning to realize I needed to kind of find a different situation for practicing medicine and surgery, and noticed an ad for somewhere in Iowa near a big lake with a local university, and had healthcare with healing services and Christian Compassion. And I thought I kind of figured that out to be Pella, and I thought that sounded pretty great. Very familiar with Central Iowa and Des Moines, and knew a little bit about Pella. So once I met, you know, Bob and met some of the people here and met my partner, Dr. Morgan, it just really felt like a natural fit and felt like I'd finally arrived. So it just felt like the pieces came together naturally.
And Bob Cruz, CEO.
Bob Cruz, CEO. Yep. He and I had a really great discussion, and I was always a little hesitant about being employed by a hospital system. Worried about losing the purpose of medicine, worried about being just another cog in a big wheel, and our product is medicine, and we're just cranking out the product every day. And that's not who I am, and not why I went to, you know, 9 years of medical training after college and borrowed a lot of money to do that. And I'd really put myself into developing into a surgeon, and Bob was none of that. He was, you know, patient-centered, I think interested in my well-being and my success as a doctor and as a surgeon, honestly cares about the community, and it was really comforting, and again, part of that natural fit where it felt like this is where I was supposed to be. So very impressed, very pleased, pleasantly surprised, and it's been all of that ever since.
And what kinds of surgeries do you do, and what do you have a specialty?
Yeah, areas of focus and areas of interest. Today, in the world of surgery, we try to do as much as we can with the smallest incisions as possible, and minimally invasive surgery. So a lot of press and discussion recently regarding robotic technology, and that's really been able to extend what we can do laparoscopically. Laparoscopic surgery has been around since probably the mid-90s, and then they're a little bit limited. It's kind of like eating food with chopsticks, where you have these long, straight instruments, but there's not a lot of articulation and wristed motion. And with the development of the robot, we got all that back, and so it's kind of compared to doing open surgery, but it's inside the abdomen. So we're able to suture, tie knots, we're able to carefully dissect things, with and then the camera, the optics are really fantastic. So we're able to extend the spectrum of what we do with minimally invasive surgery now, be it colon resections, be it more complex hernia repairs, Nissen fundoplications, the stomach wrap surgery for reflux. So there's a lot of really great things that we do a lot of here with that technology. A little bit of my background is also in breast cancer care. I was a part of two breast centers in previous places that I had worked, and so I had about a third of what I had done related to breast care and cancer care. And coming here, I was able to bring a lot of that experience and network with resources here to where we're able to offer a lot here that wasn't even as much available or as well known before. So I'm able to participate in a multidisciplinary tumor board where we present patients and share discussion with other doctors, radiologists, pathologists. So I, you know, with Zoom and with, you know, telephone calls, I'm able to participate with that in Des Moines groups. We have oncologists that are out here at the hospital several times a week from Des Moines. So it's a lot of the same resources that people use in bigger cities, but we're able to deliver that here at your home in the local hospital with a lot more convenience. And you know, we don't have, you know, 300 patients to do in one day. We can focus on you and really give you a lot more attention. And I think that's really great, and that's really fun to be a part of.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation with Dr. J.D. Wielander with Pella Regional Health Center. I'm sure that breast cancer-related surgeries, is it a sort of a different thing? I mean, for women, breasts are, for right or wrong, whatever, part of the identity of a person, part of your self-image.
Yeah.
A gallbladder isn't part of your self-image or your identity. Yeah. Does that make it different with when you're working with women and doing your surgeries as opposed to just random person with a gallbladder issue?
Yeah, it is a lot different. Very often, it's cancer is a part of the discussion, and there's a lot more emotion, a lot more at stake. And for me, it's very gratifying as a doctor to be able to care for somebody during a time when they're extremely vulnerable, extremely worried, and majority of the time we arrive at a very good resolution and a very good final result. And then a part of that is also I enjoy being able to do things with minimally invasive incisions and small incisions and nice cosmetic outcomes. And so I step up to the challenge of caring for somebody during a very challenging time in their life, but also then delivering the up-to-date techniques and care, as well as then a good result. So it's several challenges that are a little bit higher than, a typical gallbladder or hernia surgery. And those have their own challenges too, but you're right. It is very different and often very much associated with identity. For some women, not, but for many, yes, and I enjoy being able to get to know somebody, understand what's important to them, and try to help them maintain those values and those things that give them purpose and meaning in life. That's the bigger part of doing the best possible job I can as a doctor and as a surgeon.
Well, one of the best things about having local hospitals and local surgeons is we don't have to go to Des Moines for that much anymore, do we?
Yeah, there's many things that we can care for here. And we're also realistic about saying, look, this is a little bit more than we're comfortable with here. So I don't think you have to worry about us, trying to sell you on anything. I always tell people, I'm not a salesman. I'm just here to talk with you, get to know you, and educate you on the facts and then also what's offered here. But you're right. There's a lot that's able to be offered here, and also we're able to receive support from some specialties, in Des Moines that come here, or, with teleconferencing technology. So there's, I think it's very nice to be able to have the opportunity to meet people and share what we have here. And people are still welcome to make decisions about what they want to do, but we have uniquely compassionate people here that are really strongly focused on patients and enjoying their jobs and what they do, and I think that shines through, and patients appreciate that.
Well, nothing against any Des Moines hospital or whatever.
Absolutely. But, I trained there, so.
But I feel like just a cog in the wheel. I don't feel recognized when I go to, I'm just so redundant in Des Moines.
Yeah.
But, here, these are our hometowns.
Yep.
And
yep.
Much more comfortable here.
Yeah. It's nice that people you live with and work with and know and, see at the grocery store, they're the people that are helping to take care of you. There's a lot of ownership, with, as I'm newer to the community and the nurses, and, they're like, oh, I went to high school with this person, and, there's so many connections, and everybody is, able to come together as a team and deliver care and good outcomes, and that's really special, and that's what gets me out of bed every day, to be a part of that.
Can you share an outcome, no names or anything,
yeah,
or anything identifiable? Someday recently, when you went home feeling like, wow, I really made a difference, or is that every day?
Well, there's, everybody has good days and bad days. Yeah, there was a little bit more of a complex patient a few months ago when I was, just getting going here and had a part of their stomach up in their chest, and I really, felt, this was within our wheelhouse of, skill set and what we could do, but I just kind of wanted to have everybody on board. So I coordinated schedules with my partner, and Dr. Morgan was there with me, and so with the robot, we were able to reduce this stomach that was mostly in the chest, and this person was having you know, a lot of weight loss and was pretty sick, could no longer work, and they were still healthy working age, but they've been losing weight, you know, 30, 40 pounds in the last couple months, and it took a while to figure out what it was, and finally it was discovered that they had a herniated stomach into their chest, and that was part of the reason they were losing, you know, low blood count, and also couldn't eat anything, and they were throwing up. So we did that case together. He and I worked together as a team. We used the robot, had minimally invasive incisions, and, you know, a day later the patient went home, and a couple weeks later they were putting on weight and smiling and getting back to work. So pretty dramatic before and after, and we did it all with small incisions, pretty much like a gallbladder surgery, and it was pretty remarkable. And so that was fun to be a part of, and that's just, you know, one example of a really good day that is one that you think back on and remember.
Anything else you'd like to share today?
I'm really excited to be here at Pella Regional, and I think that patients really enjoy their experience here. So I hope that everyone out there is interested in coming by and seeing what we have to offer, and I hope everybody has a great day and stays safe this upcoming season here.
Thanks to Dr. J.D. Wielander for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.